We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, a face-off among the many mayoral candidates here in the city tonight. The last one, in fact, before the primary on Tuesday, less than a week away. All eight contenders are expected on stage, with the latest poll showing Eric Adams in the lead, followed by Catherine Garcia, then Maya Wiley, then Andrew Yang. WNBC Channel 4 co-hosts tonight's debate from 7 to 9 p.m., but keep it here on 1010 Winds for all the highlights and for our continuing live conversations with the candidates. A commemoration of civil rights leaders. Parks Commissioner Mitchell Silver joins elected officials to announce the renaming of 16 city parks, also for abolitionists, novelists, playwrights, entertainers, and also for pioneers in the LGBTQ community. Among the parks to get a new name, Mullaly Park in the Highbridge section of the Bronx, named for a man considered the father of Bronx parks, but also criticized for his views on race. The park will be renamed to honor the Reverend T. Wendell Foster, the first African-American city council member who represented the Bronx. About the coronavirus now, there's been so much good news lately, with New York hitting that 70% mark and mandates being dropped. Celebratory fireworks last night all over New York. But yesterday, we did surpass 600,000 deaths. And a new study is out on the long-term health issues for people who had COVID.
The study looked at 2 million Americans who got the coronavirus last year and found that 23% of them had to see a doctor for something else a month or more after they were sick. Nonprofit Fair Health conducted the study and found the most common new health issues included pain, breathing difficulties, high cholesterol, fatigue, and high blood pressure. They say even people who were asymptomatic are reporting new health problems now. And researchers say this is particularly important because some people may not even know they had COVID, but are now experiencing new medical issues that could be associated with it.
Stacy Lynn reporting. Health experts are saying even if you've had corona, get the vaccine. We need to bring that 70% number even higher. The New Jersey Attorney General is warning companies not to offer free marijuana along with snacks. Gerber Graywall is sending cease and desist letters to four Jersey-based vendors, saying they are being investigated for breaking the Consumer Fraud Act. The warning letters note that despite how the companies, including one called Sky High Munchies, claim to offer free marijuana with the purchase of snacks, the gift is really a main part of the transaction and should not qualify as a gift. To New Jersey now, and a fire at what used to be Action Park. The blaze broke out yesterday at the Mountain Creek Water Park in Vernon, which is not open right now. It started at the high anxiety raft water slide. Nobody was hurt. They are hoping to welcome guests back for the season starting on Saturday. A Rikers Island inmate was accidentally released from the jail yesterday after he impersonated another detainee who was set to be discharged. Josiah Prysock managed to escape from the Otis Bantam Correctional Center by using another inmate's ID. A press secretary for the DOC, Jason Kirster, has just told 1010 Winds this individual was safely returned to custody after our Correction Intelligence Bureau worked with the NYPD to convince him to surrender. Prysock, the fourth inmate known to have accidentally walked out of Rikers this year, he pleaded guilty to attempted robbery and assault last week and is due to be sentenced next month. In Hell's Kitchen, a suspicious fire leaves six people, including some of New York's bravest, injured. Let's go to the scene. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck.
Flames pouring out of the third floor windows of this five-story apartment at the corner of West 50th and 9th about 1:30 in the morning. Those flames then shooting upward to the fourth floor. The FDNY using a bucket truck to carefully rescue this 80-year-old woman who was screaming for help from the fire escape. This man, who lives right across the street, was trying to help, but says he was pushed back.
I didn't expect it to be that hot. Like somebody got a flamethrower.
The three residents, including the elderly woman, were injured, are expected to survive. Now, at least three firefighters suffered minor injuries fighting this, as the cause is under investigation. A heroic effort to save lives. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in Hell's Kitchen.
Two people have been killed in a three-car crash in Union County in New Jersey. This happened late last night when a car heading north on Route 1 hit another car making a U-turn from I-278. That second car also then hit an SUV. Linden police say two men were declared dead at the scene. A man and a woman have been taken to University Hospital in Newark with non-life-threatening injuries. A kidnapping suspect has been shot and killed by FBI agents in Leonia. Let's go to the scene. Here's our Glenn Shuck.
The investigation goes on at this apartment building here off of Grand Avenue in Leonia and Bergen County. The FBI arriving here with a search warrant about 6 this morning. They were investigating a kidnapping out of Philadelphia. Now, they went into the building, confronted the man who ended up being shot and killed by law enforcement. And the person kidnapped, we're told, was then safely in police custody. As I watch a large tent in front of the scene with police tape wrapping an entire block here, not only the FBI, Bergen County officials here, along with Leonia police, the New Jersey Attorney General Gabriel Graywall also will be involved now because this is a police-involved shooting, as we await more details as to what transpired here. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in Leonia.
Police are investigating a possible hate crime at Not Ray's Pizza on Fulton Street on Friday night. A woman grabbed a shaker of black pepper and shook the pepper at a 36-year-old woman and also made anti-black and anti-immigrant statements. Then the woman took off. The woman who was the subject of the incident was not hurt. Police have released surveillance video of the woman they're looking for. Well, step aside, New York City Marathon. There is a new race in town.
Runners, take your mark for the Brooklyn Marathon scheduled for next spring. Ian Silver, who lives near Prospect Park, loves the idea.
I think it's great. I think Brooklyn is a great one, is the best borough in New York, and I think that would be fabulous for Brooklyn.
The 26.2 full marathon will run from McCarran Park along the East River and wind up here in Prospect Park, where I caught up with Ashley Salmon. She says it will be nice to have another race in addition to the popular New York City Marathon.
I don't think it's trying to compete. I just think that it's just another way that we can have another area for people to run.
Darius Ramsey is 1010 Winds in Prospect Park.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.